You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
And with that, we begin a Thursday show here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man. That's John Lopez. I am Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, as always, and you rolling with us. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thank you for making us a part of your Thursday. Get involved if you so choose. Actually, I'm forcing you to get involved. Do
get
it.
Involved.
Send us a text right now.
Yeah.
And you will not regret it. 713-572-4610. Let us know how you feel about the things we're talking about. Or, you know, you can always jump on, see our faces, which somebody up from the 713 is very enamored by. The I don't know how to describe the look that was on my face as that was happening, but yeah, apparently they enjoyed that. That's courtesy of the Mocarum Injury Lawyers, the live streams. The YouTube page is Sports Radio 610. The Twitch chat is 610 Houston. And yes, we are going to try and have some fun today. It's still happening, by the way, if you cannot hear that in the microphones. We still got more things happening in the studio. Fun times. John Lopez.
Hey.
How you feeling, brother?
I am feeling great. Had a good night last night. Went out to the Hobby Center, like I said. Saw White Christmas.
You didn't tell me you were going to the Hobby Center.
Yeah. I mentioned it the other day.
No, you didn't.
I did. Figgy?
I remember you mentioned it. I can't remember if it was on the air or off.
Sean heard it.
Okay, so
that was a blast. They made it.
I have to admit,
paying no attention.
Sometimes I don't be listening.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, he hear you, but he ain't listening.
He hears. He just doesn't listen.
Is that necessary for this job?
Not really. The grand finale. It snowed over the entire audience. Talk about a great.
Really?
Yeah, it started snowing over everybody.
I'm a sick person because my first thought is there asbestos in this?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's all right. It's okay. It's an old building. What are you going to do? They're not going to tear down the Hobby Center.
Why is this show like this?
<I don't know.
laughs> But no, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Was it just you and the wifey, the fam?
Yeah, it was good. Had a couple of drinks on a Wednesday night, which I never do. It was a blast. It was good. Highly recommend.
Excellent. I went and got steaks with the boys.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So that was fun. But let's get going on a Thursday. There's going to be it's a thirsty Thursday, and the fellows of the drive are out of Buffalo Wild Wings, I believe, off of Washington. So you should have more opportunities to have fun on a Thursday as well. But let's talk about this Texans team. Obviously, there's a lot of joy, a lot of fun around this team, talking about this team and what they can do aspirationally. There's a lot of credit to be delved around for what has been a six-game win streak and a return to form, return to the expectations that previously were with this team in the offseason and headed into the season that it felt like had gone away. In fact, I spent like 45 minutes after the show yesterday just talking about, man, it feels so much better than the place that we thought we could have been.
Yes.
So I'm happy to be here. But is there a portion of this that we are maybe not sitting in enough, John Lopez, with this Texans team?
Yes. So during intermission last night, I was ruminating.
It's always good to sit and ruminate a little bit.
It's good. Figgy, I don't know how much you've ruminated lately, but I was ruminating about this team. Yeah, all the time. If I had a nickel. So I was thinking about, and I was looking at my phone and reading some stuff, which everybody does during intermission at an event. And I started listening and hearing and trying to get an opinion on some certain things. We talk about culture a lot, right, with this squad and Swarm and how they've all bought in, and C.J. Stroud and the defense, and, you know, just go down the list. I don't think we've talked enough about the Texans' culture, so to speak, when we talk about the coaching staff. When we talk about the coaching staff, I mean, let's think about it. How many defensive-minded head coaches give up play calling, not only give up play calling, but do it mid-season, and then the defense gets better? Like they have enough of a us versus me and, sort of the give and take of that, to check their ego and do what's best, you know, for the team, the old one game at a time, all that stuff. Not only that, but what got me really thinking about it, ruminating, so to speak, was listening to C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans talk about Jerod Johnson. And for the record, I mean, Jerod should no longer be considered like a bit player. I think they made it clear. Figgy, I know you have this audio, but let's listen to...
I got it.
Let's listen to Stroud first talking about Jerod Johnson.
I think Jerod is, me becoming like me being a kid back then, being 16 years old, meeting him, and now being 24, it's crazy. It's almost 10 years ago. It's wild. But like just to see, not only just my growth, but his and our relationship grow. He's somebody who, I consider a great friend and somebody I know I can call. But also, I've seen him grow as a coach, and see him, have his fingerprint in our system, finally after a couple years, he's able to put some input plays in and, thought he's done a great job of that and coaching me, footwork. He's a mechanical genius, I feel. He's a guru when it comes to, footwork and, being centered in the ground and pronation with your wrists, all that good stuff. He's very, he's a fan of and good at coaching it. So, I'm very grateful and happy to have him as a coach.
Fingerprints on the system.
Yeah.
Mechanical guru.
Sure.
Hands all over this. How many, and I think it's not just a huge compliment to Jerod and what he's done with this offense, but I think it's a huge compliment to Nick Caley and the offensive staff. How many offensive coordinators check their ego enough to say, guys, help me out here? Most do not, to be honest.
I don't know if I'll say most.
I'll put it this way. My experience has been they come in, they absorb all the information, and then they put it all in to their terms.
Okay.
And that's just been my experience. So shout out to Nick Caley. Shout out to the collaborative effort. And shout out to what I feel is just another reflection of the Texans culture.
Yeah, I think that's a fair place to look at it, because I think you started pointing to it, which is it is very much an us mentality. That is something that we've talked a lot about at the field level with the players. It's an us mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the coaches as well, right? The idea, he said there's something a little quiet in there, but Jerod put some plays in.
Yeah.
Which I think that goes even further when we talk about the relationship with C.J. Stroud and what this offense is and how he is finding a comfort with it. I imagine that we know Jerod mm-hmm. Johnson, C.J. was laying it out there, but we've known it for a while. Like that is the C.J. whisperer on this staff. Mm-hmm. If you choose to view it that way. And so that feels like, making sure that he feels comfortable and has ownership of this offense. I feel like that's the signal there. But like you were mentioning, the idea that, and I'm sure this is not unique to Jerod Johnson, I'm sure mm-hmm. that you could find this with all of the offensive offensive staff members, talk less of the defensive staff members right. that we know. D'Amico does a great job of shouting out and talking about, running backs coach. There's a lot of different instances where you see them shouting out the different ways that the coaching staff is impacted. And to be fair, that's why you pay all these people, is you want them to impact it. But it's clear that there's little ego in making sure that we got to get this done. How much of that now do you attribute to you got put in a place where your back was against the wall and you didn't have any choice?
Yeah.
Right? You got to a place where you were 3 or 5 and you're like,
but that's also D'Amico.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen now. But yes, yeah. I think that you then mm-hmm. you end up in a place where the culture is, we get this done by hook or by crook, not with any respect to who gets the credit or who ultimately gets done. The objective is getting it done.
Yeah, and it's also D'Amico. Because when he did start taking over and stepping back he was really just sort of overseeing the offense and the defense. DeMeco actually was talking about Jerod too. So, you're going to hear the compliments because it became sort of a talking point yesterday. But I think it emanates throughout the entire staff. There is a great culture here, but this is what DeMeco had to say about Jerod.
Hey, Jerod has done a great job this year. I definitely seen growth in him as a coach and how he's done a better job of working with the quarterbacks. Give those guys a lot of pointers, a lot of tips, especially from him being a guy who played the position and he's coached the position, helped a lot of young guys throughout his career. So I'm just very pleased with Jerod and excited to see his growth as a coach over this past year. I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah, and it's not just that. You know, what you also have to consider this, which is there's usually a holdover on staff whenever a new head coach comes in. But Frank Ross, like he and DeMeco Ryans have become almost like best friends out there. I mean, they are really tight. There's a trust there. And so we talk about how this team, you know, I guess I'll put it this way. The coaches are not just, you know, talking the talk here. Like they are, you know, exemplifying where they are and what they want with action.
Without question. I think there's places and instances where I know I have been, without even speaking for others, critical of DeMeco Ryans in some of the things. But this is the ultimate portion of coaching where you can see the growth and development with his staff as well as, you know, with his team, you know, making the decisions that are difficult. There's still even instances where we're like, okay, why are you doing this? But even within that, we're doing that in the circumstance of a team that found their way to win and has an elite portion of them. And they're looking around the league and saying, we have a good shot. Now, obviously, you need to go and walk the walk. We're not going to crown you, I guess, per se as a team. But like when it comes to the way that they're doing things, I think that there's even more comfort in what DeMeco Ryans is as a stabilizing force and a program builder. One of those phrases that's used more in college sports than it is in the NFL. But he's building a program almost. And I don't even know if we get to this place. Tell me if you are in this place where the best coaches in the league we talk about as developers of trees and having those, it does feel like you're starting to look around and after, you know, 3 years into DeMeco Ryans' tenure as a head coach, period, talk less of here with the Texans, and you're like, oh, he's starting to build where people are wondering, is Matt Burke going to be hired away? I saw someone texting or a couple of times texting into the text line about Jerod Johnson, do you think he goes and gets opportunities and things like that? So, I think that is a credit to him, and that it brings to mind for me, Seth was on talking to some Raiders creator yesterday. Or was it yesterday? I think I saw it yesterday. I don't know if it was yesterday. And they were talking about how the Texans gives the Raiders some hope as like the Raiders being in this know, really desolate place, this, you know, terrible situation in their franchise's history. And they're like, well, the Texans have been here and look at what happened in large part because they got a guy who was capable of coming in a desolate landscape and fertilizing and building something here and planting roots. And I mean, you're looking at entire franchises looking at what the Texans have done and been like, that is a guy that can help turn the tide.
Yeah.
Can I ask this question? And maybe we dig deeper into it another time. You feel like DeMeco Ryans can win Coach of the Year? Because what we're talking about are the types of things that you want in a great coach, and you hope that that is represented or at least saluted with some hardware like Coach of the Year.
It's kind of frustrating because I think his case for Coach of the Year is enormous. Like he has a very, very, very strong case for Coach of the Year. But to answer your question, no, I don't think he can win it. Simply because of what Mike Vrabel has done and Liam Cohen has done. I think those are the two that are at the very, very tippity top, as they say, of the Coach of the Year candidates. But I will kind of illustrate it with coming off a text that we got just from the 281. Sitting at 0-3, Ryan's put his neck on the line and proved he's the guy. How many organizations, how many teams would have gone the polar opposite direction after starting 0-3? I think that alone kind of talks about, you know, giving up play calling duty, you know, going over the offensive side and working with Kaylee to get more input from Jerod and Ben McDaniels and others, you know, being able to not butt heads with a general manager that he had no previous experience with, didn't even know hardly. I mean, knew his name, but he didn't have a real relationship with Nick Caserio. That's another aspect of this. You know, you can go in two directions when things start 0-3. and your general manager put this line together and all this other stuff, obviously with your checking off on it, but a lot of head coaches and general managers would have gone in opposite directions. Instead, they went in one another.
Shout out to 713 texting in. Y'all good? Like, no, that I remember this, these circumstances. And to be fair, I still also think that he is not a perfect coach. That'd be an unfair thing to put on anybody. But of the coaches that you think are great coaches, Shanahan has his issues. Namely, it feels like he has a terrible job finding quarterbacks and being able to empower them to be the best versions of themselves outside of like the system that he has. Andy Reid, we've talked about some of the issues historically, and it seems like there might be some issues currently. I mean, where else would you like to go? You know, Bill Belichick with, you know, his tight-fisted nature over the way that he did things, and you saw the ways that, you know, his need for the entire control of the system ultimately led to that system dying down. Some people won't even give him that credit because they'll say it was all Tom Brady. There's great coaches that have their flaws.
Yeah.
And so even while we will acknowledge the flaws, I think we have to get to a place where we look at D'Amico Ryans and the system that he set up here as a probably a great circumstance, or at least if not, it's already there. It clearly has the legs happening to get there. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A salute to the head coach of the Texans team, D'Amico Ryans. All right, you're coming up next in the loop. I have a question about this game that popped in my mind randomly. Is it possible that the Texans can do something this weekend that they haven't done in a while? What is that, you ask? Well, stick around. We'll talk about it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
Happy Thursday to you. John Lopez, Reginald Attula, Figgy Fig. You hear the jingle bells. It's that time of year. 7 days?
1 week from today.
7 days?
Yep.
There you go.
1 week.
One week from today, Santa Claus will be coming to town.
He'll be smoking a cigar and having some brandy. He's done. he's done. By the way, let me correct something that Captain Scott from the Bite Me podcast corrected. Best place to catch flounder for that listener that texted earlier.
I'm sure that they're still listening.
Yeah, of course they are. I left out a very good place. Seawolf Park. Seawolf Park, very good place to catch flounder.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate you guys getting involved with the program on the text line, 713-572-4610, and the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610. A text we got in a little bit earlier from the 409. Texans need to get Higgins more involved. Don't entirely disagree. What are y'all's thoughts about Houston running with Woody, Marks, and Jawar Jordan as running backs 1 and 2 for the 2026 season?
For 2026?
I think that you are a little too excited in this moment.
Wait, what did he say?
For 2026, running Woody and Jawar Jordan.
Hell, I think we're still in a place where we're in fact-finding mode with Jawar Jordan.
See, that's the stuff I'll be talking about, man. I feel like if the Texans had a chance, let's say they had the chance to get, was it Jeremiah Love?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say randomly he was there. I feel like a lot of people are like, no, we got Woody Marks.
We got Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan.
You could get a running back in the fifth round.
Oh, God, I hate that. I hate that. Well, you.
I want to go that far, man.
Reggie put it great in the break, so I won't steal your thunder. Tell them what you told me.
I'd be forgetting.
If you run them back.
If you go into the 2026 season, and I say this with a lot of appreciation for what Woody Marks is, and I have enjoyed thoroughly Jawar Jordan, and honestly, I remember thinking back to Cam being like, man, it seems like he's got some juice.
Yeah.
With that being the case, if you run into the 2026 season and your running back room begins with Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan, you are derelict of duty. That's dereliction of duty to find yourself in a place. Like,
100%.
This running game has not been so good that you go, those dudes are enough.
Yeah.
I think it would still behoove you to look at what you have in your running back room, whether that is seeing if a healthy Joe Mixon is actually a plausible idea or adding on to that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they view it that way, to be entirely fair. I think, I appreciate the question. I think that this could be serviceable for you down the stretch here with those two guys. I'm very intrigued. But no, there's
not
bigger.
Not 2026.
I think you have to aim higher for the 2026 season. But that's well beyond the pale. We still got playoff. In fact, we still got to finish out the regular season here in the 2025 season. And then, knock on wood, see some real playoff football run for the Houston Texans. But in trying to get through what you have ahead of you, you have a game versus the Raiders on Sunday at NRG Stadium. Apparently, it's the holiday game. Did you realize that?
Yeah. Hey, they're going to have the toddler races at halftime. Did you see that?
Oh, man.
Who doesn't love a good toddler race?
I love it. Now, you talk about the Instagram feed and what it feeds you or whatever, your TikTok feed or whatever. Anytime I see
a baby
race or something.
I'm going to see if they need a standby. I got my grandbaby can pick them up and put them down, man.
Yeah, she's got long. She's tall,
No,
too.
The baby. The boy.
Oh, the baby.
The boy, yeah.
Oh, JJ.
Yeah. JJ, he's a crawling fool now.
I don't know why that saying it that way makes me crack up. But yes, okay, yeah, see if you can get a baby boy in there. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
A question I've just been sitting with pursuant to this football game versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Is it possible that the Texans do something they haven't done in a while, or depending on how you view it?
Open the roof?
In a while. Well, I don't even know. They're not doing that, right? Like,
no, God,
we're talking
no.
about.
God, no.
We're talking about weather in the, 60s?
60s. Perfect weather to open the roof.
I guess.
I didn't mean to hijack it.
Okay. No, I was like, hey, it's a conversation always. No, the thought is, could you effectively end a career on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Explain.
Geno Smith, the quarterback of the Raiders, it does seem like he will play this week after missing last week dealing with injuries. Kenny Pickett went for them. But he is 35 years of age, if memory serves. And this has been a rough season after him returning to form as a bona fide starter in the National Football League. Remember him with the Seahawks under Pete Carroll, and he looked very good. Looked like one of the best deep passers in the league. And on paper, coming into the season with him, him not necessarily finding what he wanted with Seattle, I thought that this was going to be a great opportunity for him to be maybe the half step back and where the people may have thought he was before as like a stopgap type quarterback. And it just hasn't looked very good for them. Now, a good amount of that, or some of that at the very least,
is that offensive line for the Raiders is M-A-L-O bad. It's one of the if not the worst in the league, especially on the interior. It is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
But he himself has not looked like the best version of himself to the point where he's getting mad at all the criticism coming at him, talking about, oh, man, if anything goes wrong in your life, just blame it on Geno.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that this could be the one that, like, this could be a game where, especially considering the way that this defense is as a whole, but this defensive front in particular is, that could just make it so that the Geno thing, even with them having, you know, him on the under contract for the next couple of years, is just like, hey, they have to do something different.
Yeah, the final straw. Yeah, well, basically, in essence, what happened to Tua. You know, I don't expect Geno to be having conversations with Derek Stingley after the game on the field, you know, yucking it up like Tua. That was a bad look for him. But
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Yeah, kind of like what happened to him. I absolutely could see it. I was sitting here trying to think of who the Texans have done that to, maybe this year or with this defense in previous years. But, no, I could absolutely see that happening.
Yeah, I'm, that's one of the things that I'm looking – because, you know, we're trying to get our heads around what this football game could look like. And this one feels kind of like last week where you come in and you're like, all right, there's some things that that team has. It's an NFL team. You talk about Brock Bowers. You talk about Ashton Jeanty as a runner. You talk about Max Crosby. But as a team, collectively, not talking about individuals, there's not a lot of things I'm afraid of. So it's like, all right, what could this Texas team do to them? And this is one of the very early things. It's like, they could just finish this Geno thing up. Like, this could be effectively the place where we look up and we go, yeah, that Geno thing is, like, completely done. Because I don't know where the Raiders stand in this moment.
Yeah.
I think he's still a viable option. He's under contract next year. Maybe they're continuing to actually put their mind in a real development state as opposed to last year where they thought that they could jumpstart this. Mm-hmm. But it might be entirely untenable if the Texans do to him what I think is possible.
Well, I think is probable. You know, you say? Yeah, I think it's probable.
He's
already on thin ice.
You're not worried at all about the last few times that we're like, oh, this is the time where the Texans have 10 sacks and then it ends up not looking that way?
No, I'm really not, because the offensive line is so bad for the Raiders, and Geno, his head is spinning, and they have literally the worst offense in the NFL. DFL. I mean,
is Geno playing for sure?
Not for sure, but it's looking that way. It's looking that way. Well, I saw the Texans injury report. I didn't see theirs, what he was listed, but it's looking as if he will play. Yeah.
Hell, either or.
Yeah.
The Texans going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about maybe what was the last time that the Texans might have done that, would you consider Anthony Richardson when he had to tap his helmet like, hey, man, I need a break.
Yeah.
I need to sit down for a moment.
That was a big story.
That was their final straw. I don't know if he started the next week, but it was soon thereafter.
He was effectively done.
Yeah.
I think
there's
been people making the case that, especially with the news of the week, that Tua Tagovailoa, and I didn't say this on air, is not only not going to start, he's the third quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
mm-hmm.
It's Quinn Ewers as the starter, and then they're going to have, was it Zach Wilson as the backup?
Yeah. I forgot he was there.
Yeah.
Buddy,
well, his mom's gonna reappear, isn't she?
All right,
no, okay. She is.
Very good.
I'm surprised Quinn Ewers passed up Zach Wilson like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Tua Tagovailoa,
mm-hmm.
you talk about, you know, seeing the entire fall off. He had been viable as a starter, which I don't want us to be, you know, do revisionist history in the larger NFL context of, oh man, Tua was just flat out bad. He'd been viable at times within the circumstances mm-hmm. and the offense that Mike McDaniel built for him. And then teams figured out, oh, we could take that away. And there was just no adjustment for, you know, the limitations that he has. Well, when you talk about teams figuring out, it was the Texans that really showed that mm-hmm. in a big way that, oh, this is D-U-N done here.
Yeah. No, it absolutely was. And I feel like Geno, the writing's on the wall. I think the writing's on the wall for Pete Carroll. I think they're going to find a soft landing for him.
You think so?
Yeah, and just completely change. They're not going to like necessarily fire him unless they have to, but I think there's going to be a soft exit, you know, a comfortable exit, so to speak, for Pete Carroll, and they're just going to redo everything. And the Texans could go a long way toward doing that on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm excited for that portion of it. Anything within you, because we just got a text in from the 713, making note of the fact that the Texans haven't had, quote, our annual mid to below average quarterback go off on us game,
mm-hmm.
Which I guess fair. Is there any possibility in your mind that either this one is that game for you or that any of the final three? Well, I guess I don't know how you view Justin Herbert. I don't think
that would be the one.
One of those games.
No, not that he's, I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's better than what the texter said, but I could see where that would be the one where maybe Herbert goes off. And it's in LA, and they've been playing okay. Texans feeling pretty good about the playoffs. I could see where that would be the one.
Yeah, this has been a season of exercising demons. That could mm-hmm. be one that you get off of your back a little bit. The idea that every year you're going to have somebody play above their head against the Texans. Maybe not this year. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Thursday. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by a really awkward situation in the realm of basketball. What's an email or text that you just wish you had back? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. Christmas in Hollis. I love it, man. Appreciate you, Figgy Fig. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Thursday is going all right as we careen towards one Christmas, but maybe more importantly, the Texans adding another game.
Ooh, more importantly.
Yeah, more importantly.
More important than Jesus' birthday.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A Texas win.
That's right. I said what I said. Fight me. 713-572-4610.
Do it feel like Christmas?
Dang. That's big.
Hey, man, keep stacking them. Yeah. Right? Somebody texted in asking, what's the circumstance to win the division? Yeah, it's Texans winning out and the Jaguars losing one. And this weekend,
we don't care about you, Jesus. Right. We care about
the game. That's right.
We care about football.
See, I'm enough.
We're gonna have Christmas again next year.
Yeah. And we'll be in the playoffs again next year, John Lopez.
And we'll talk to you next year.
See, every day is important for me and Jesus. I don't know why. I don't know why you waiting till the 25th.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is every day for me.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, question of the day here. What is a email or a text that you just wish you had back? You just want to get that one back. 713-572-4610. Because the owner of the Golden State Warriors has an email that he absolutely wants back after. What was the circumstance here again, John Lopez?
He got an email directly to him or to the Warriors from a fan that basically said, you know, you got to change some things. You know, it's not working. It's just Steph Curry. And he was complaining about one player, and I forget who it was.
I'm guessing it's Kuminga. That sounds maybe. Like it would be.
But the owner himself signed it, Joe. He even signed it. Joe,
straight from his iPhone too,
from his iPhone as well, answered it and basically criticized Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, saying it's more than you think it is, and criticized. And then, of
quote,
course,
please do something about this team. What does Steph need to do to win every night? Drop 50. Jimmy Butler's tools are underutilized,
right,
because he's playing as a power forward due to the small position players. We have no true center. Isn't this like a sports fan's dream?
Yes.
To just like have a direct line to somebody,
dear Cal,
in the organization, yeah, and be like, "This is how. Look, I ain't coach nothing, but I believe that I know exactly how to fix this, and I will send this to the owner."
And then he answered. He answered and criticized the coaching staff and
saying,
was,
"Quote: I am so frustrated. You can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players." League trends, Jimmy is not the problem.
And then he got out there.
Yeah.
So I was in a very boring meeting, a very long meeting, and I texted the group, you know, literally, except I didn't say bleeping. I said, this bleeping guy. Well, the guy was
who
on
he
was the
talking
group,
about?
The guy, one of our previous program directors. You could probably guess.
I can't, and I won't.
And he was on it, and then I was scrambling.
What year was this?
It was a few years ago.
All right. Okay.
And I scrambled to try to cover it. I was like, nah, man, I was talking about the question. It was so long. That's why I included you. I was like, no, I don't know if he bought it or not. I don't think he did. I don't think he bought that.
Yeah, I don't think he would. I'm surprised that Joe Lacob found himself in this place, because you would think that people, because Joe Lacob is, you know, he does big business and stuff. If you work in a company in which, like, you have a set aside legal team, I've heard from lawyers often that you're supposed to email like you were expecting this to be read in court.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that is how you're supposed to send emails. Yeah. And I've tried to adapt that to like my text messaging. I don't always do it.
Yeah.
But like, I'm surprised that he found himself in this place. I am not surprised that this texter found themselves in this place from the 281. They said they were drunk. They tried to drunk text their brother on New Year's Eve in 2013 that they were about to
hook up,
engage in activities with a nice young lady. Apparently sent it to the family group chat. Including very religious grandparents.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm like, man, what a terrible.
I'm about to smash.
Shout out to Sharon Moore. But yeah, like the idea that your grandparents are in a group chat is already like, that's.
Yeah.
They should be separate.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you got a group chat with your grandparents.
I'm glad I ain't grow up in that era of group chats and all that stuff.
With your whole, with like the extended the whole family. That's the surprising part to me.
What about you guys?
Big. Yeah, so this wasn't really a text message or anything like that, but it was more of a have you ever been out with somebody, you run into somebody, and then you go tell somebody else, like, hey, I just saw so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what? So one of my homeboys was out and about or whatever, and I ran into him. And then later on, I ran into a girl he was talking to. And she was like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I was like, hey, I just ran into so-and-so.
Yeah.
He was at the spot over there. He was where?
Oh, no.
He's not supposed to be
there. I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Where? Man, she immediately got on the phone.
Oh, boy.
She left the spot we were at. Mm-hmm. It was a whole big mess, man. Yeah. She,
oh, you dry snitched.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, like, I ain't, but that was kind of his fault. He mm-hmm. should have.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, you lying.
Yeah.
You out here lying, but you got to let me know something mm-hmm. because otherwise I wouldn't have said nothing. So still to this day, I'm like, I shouldn't have said nothing. I should have just said, hey, how you doing? That's yeah, it.
That's it.
I was over here trying to be cool. Like, yeah, I was just, I just ran into him over there.
You, like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
I shouldn't have said nothing.
And how long?
Still to this day.
What was he wearing?
Yeah, still to this day, man, I don't be saying nothing.
I've been pretty diligent with the reply all. I've never had a complete, you know, a lot of people have. We're getting some texts with the reply all emails. But I've seen so many reply alls, you know, that I've been a part of where it is humiliating. There was one not long ago here in the building that somebody replied all, and you could tell they were torching. Oh, no, you know what it was? It was we were going to get on a group sort of Zoom with a potential client, and they replied all. This guy replied all, like, I hate these bleeping things. You know, why can't we just do this by email? One of those. It could have been an email or whatever. It's going to be a waste of time. Like, all three of those things. And I went, well, good luck.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't think that I have one specifically. Mm-hmm. I caught this one
mm-hmm.
very, very closely, thankfully. But we had at a previous place of work, we had a dude who was just real zealous about his job. He wanted to, mm-hmm. he started doing his job. You know, I can say it. He's a meteorologist at a radio station. That's not one of those things that's an absolute necessity. So he was trying to make it very clear that I'm doing my job real well so that nobody looks around and goes, hey, what do you do here?
Yeah.
So we get emails every day about what the weather is outside. And I'm like, who checks their work email
yeah.
before going, like, what's it like? Let me check my work email to see if the meteorologist on staff. Like, so it upset me to no end. And at one point, you know, I was just upset about it. And I texted a group of guys. Boss is on it.
Mm-hmm.
Boss is on it. So, like, I was inadvertently talking bleep about somebody at work to the boss. Oh, yeah. I wasn't trying to do that. But, you know, it happened.
Yes.
But the thing about it is I feel that I did feel strongly about it. So mm-hmm. I did want it back, but only so much as I wasn't trying to get nobody in trouble or like cause a stir or anything.
Yeah.
But I believed that. I still believe that to this day. How are you sending me these emails?
Exactly.
Man?
713 sent a text about my intentions to leave a girl to
that girl.
To his friend.
Oh.
Went to the girl and she was in the next room. So she came barreling in. You're gonna what?
Man.
You're gonna leave me.
Yikes.
You're gonna what?
That's the tricky thing about being texting somebody something.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who's around them, who's looking over their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's rough. I wonder what the fun part about this one being, like, the people who told somebody over the phone thinking that this is confidence, not realizing you're on speakerphone. Like, that's an entirely different genre.
Yeah,
of these.
We got a thing in our house, so every time somebody call and, you know, everything is connected to the car,
mm-hmm.
my wife say, hey, you are on speakerphone.
That's right.
But
that's dicey, too. You almost have to have, like, a key, a secret word or something. Because, like, if I'm in the car and I say, hey, you're on speaker, by the way, well, then the person I'm in the car with thinks, well, they're about to talk about me. They were about to talk about me.
Nah,
that's common
courtesy. I actually appreciate that, yeah. man. Like, don't say nothing. Like, talk behind my back. Don't say nothing in front of me and then mm-hmm. try to clean it up and all that stuff. Yeah. I'd rather you heads up, warning.
But it's awkward. Like, hey, by the way, you're on speaker. Well, why are you telling him you're on speaker?
Well, it's a common courtesy thing. That's a common courtesy thing.
Yeah.
And then I appreciate this text so much that happened earlier. They said that... I would like to take back the text that I sent y'all about Papado a few days ago with all the hate. Yes, that was the person who said that they saved 10 seats, a 10-seat table at Papado. What was it on a weekend that they said? Was it a Sunday that they said?
I think it was a Sunday, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would want that one back too because ain't no way, man. Ain't no way you tried to save 10 seats at a Papado. That's insane. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Thursday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Thursday Night Football, I think, could be one of the best of the year, and I think that it has an additional level of stakes. Plus,
This has been a raging conversation when it comes to quarterback play in the NFL, and I thought that we got a real insightful addition from none other than Kirk Cousins. I'll let you hear that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.